Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. When you get your marching orders and then you do the thing he says, you can stand in battle, you can prevail, and you can withstand the enemy's threats because you know God promised me he would be with me. He will give his spirit without limit. It's one of those things that just he dropped into my soul, and I have a holy fear of God to wait on him. But when I know he's given me the marching orders, I can go ahead with faith. And it's amazing. He wants to do that for us when we listen for him, doesn't he?
That's so right. That's so true. In fact, I think some people buckle under the pressure, feeling as if, God, I know you showed me, but it seems too difficult, too daunting. And it's during those times, I remember the Austrian theologian Friedrich von Hugel, who said, God is always previous. In essence, then, when we think that I can't do it, it's too difficult, God's already gone ahead. He's already paved the way. He's already taken the first step. So in essence, God is always previous. So when he calls us, he's already there waiting for us to meet him because he's calling us to meet him where he is. And so I always encourage people, and I know that our discussion on prayer will bring in all these other factors, which is so part of the Christian arsenal and part of our life as Christ followers. And so I want to just encourage the audience, please do something about what troubles God. So when you think about prayer, don't let your prayer become self-centered and preoccupied with just your own needs. In fact, we must remember that Christianity, it's not a cruise ship. It's not about me. It's a battleship.
Amen.
And the contrast is so clear. On a cruise ship, the mentality is we're on vacation. On a battleship, we're at war. On a cruise ship, the mentality is it's all about me. On a battleship, it's all about God. The mentality of those on a cruise ship says, I'm here to relax. On a battleship, the people say, I'm here to fight. On a cruise ship, they say, I must be served by the crew. On the battleship, they say, I am the crew. On the cruise ship, people say, I can freely complain because I deserve to be served fast and frequent. On the battleship, people say, I freely praise because I was chosen to serve on the king's battleship. And I contrasted these two things even a bit further, Susie, when I said, people on a cruise ship, they look at prayer as a bother, a pest. People on a battleship, they look at prayer as a necessity, a must. Christianity is not a cruise ship, it's a battleship. See, on a cruise ship, people sail towards the sun, S-U-N. On a battleship, they sail for the sun, S-O-N. A cruise ship docks during wartime. Battleship sails during wartime. On a cruise ship, God is seen as a jovial entertainment director. On a battleship, God is seen as the fearless general. Christianity is not a cruise ship, we're a battleship. We must have the mentality of those on a battleship. If not, the Great Commission is in jeopardy of being fulfilled. And I would hate for that to be the case on our watch, on our generation's watch. We must be able to make sure we see Christianity as a battleship and not a cruise ship.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.